Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics. And he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. And the song continues. What manner of man is Jesus? Even lunatics, he cured them. Even the blind, he cured them. But today, he heard that John had been arrested. He left. Why did he not do something? Why did he not do something? He could have miraculously liberated John from prison, but he left. Why wouldn't John be offended after speaking so highly about him? He abandoned him. We cannot understand the ways of God. God's ways are not our ways. He only came to do the will of God. That was the path John was meant to follow. He knew it and did nothing. Rather, he followed the will of God. That's the missionary spirit. The missionary spirit. Yesterday, after the 5:30 mass, I had an engaging experience with one lady over there, and she was telling me how she feels sad how people use religion to deceive others, whipping up sentiments, just that people might feel they are Christians, whereas they have an ulterior motive, they have an agenda. First reading tells us about that. There will be false prophets. Be mindful of who you listen to. Jesus knew the ways of God are not our way. And he always prayed for the will of God to happen. Talking about the missionary spirit, today we celebrate John Newman. Don't confuse that with John Henry Newman. They were born almost the same time. John Henry Newman lived in London, was born in London, was a convert, you know, from Anglicanism to Catholicism. But John Newman was born in the Czech Republic 10 years after John Henry Newman was born. He migrated to the United States and he became the fourth bishop of Philadelphia and the first American bishop to be canonized. So it is a celebration for us here in America. The first male bishop, the first male and the first bishop to be canonized. And what stood out about him? Charity and pastoral zeal for souls, letting people know the truth about God. We remember today, God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are not our ways. Let us always pray for the will of God to be done in our lives.